Page 84, Unit 3, Exercise 1A.
The King Stands Up, a traditional story from Tibet. Once there was a king of a rich and powerful country. He was a kind and honest man, but he was always worried. He thought that people would try to trick him and steal his treasure. If I had a very clever prime minister to help me, my treasure and the country would be safe, he thought. So I must find the cleverest person in the country. But how? He decided to hold a competition. Messengers were sent out to all the towns and villages in the kingdom. A few months later, the royal palace was full of people who all thought that they were very clever. "How is the king going to find the cleverest person?" asked one. "Nobody knows," said another. Soon the king came in and sat on his throne. Everybody bowed. "Gentlemen," he said, "I have a simple challenge for you all. As you can see, I'm sitting down. If anyone can make me stand up, he will be my prime minister." All the people thought about the problem. Suddenly, one man clapped his hands very loudly. He was trying to frighten the king, but the king didn't move. Then another man shouted, "Fire! Fire! If you don't get out now, you'll die." But the king just laughed. Then another man said, "You should stand up, Your Majesty, but don't move quickly. There's a poisonous snake under your throne." "Well," said the king, "I would certainly stand up if there was a snake under my throne, but I know there isn't, because the guards checked the room before I came in." One by one, the clever people tried to make the king stand up, but they all failed. And so, one by one, they gave up and went back to their towns and villages. Eventually, there was just one boy left in the room. His name was Yeshi, and he was only 16 years old.
"And what about you?" said the king. "Can you make me stand up?"
"Yes, Your Majesty," replied Yeshi. "But that challenge is too easy. I want to do something much more difficult, something that would show you I'm really the cleverest person in the country." The king was surprised.
"And what's that?" he asked.
Yeshi pointed to the door and said, "Imagine that you are on the other side of that door, and you don't want to come into this room."
"Yes," said the king, "I can imagine that."
"Well," said Yeshi, "I could make you come into the room. What would you give me if I did that?"
"You'd become my prime minister if you made me come into the room," said the king.
"That would be good," said Yeshi. "Would you give me anything else?"
The king was surprised at this, but he said, "I'd give you half of my treasure, too. You'd be the richest man in the country."
"Yes, I think that would be enough," said Yeshi.
The king was now very puzzled.
"But how would you make me come into the room if I didn't want to?" he asked.
"Oh, it would be very easy," said Yeshi. "If you go and stand outside the door now, I'll show you."
"All right," said the king, "but I'm telling you that I won't come into the room."
With that, the king stood up, walked to the door, and left the room.
"Well, here I am," he said. "So make me come into the room."
Yeshi didn't say anything. He just smiled.
"Why are you smiling?" asked the king impatiently.
"Well, your majesty," said Yeshi, "I made you stand up."